There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
Oh dear God. Good afternoon, Agmanesta. Welcome to roundtable number 5. I am John. I'm your dungeon master. We'll start with Corey.
Hey, everybody. My name is Corey, and I play Goshen in Dewar Dice. You caught me off guard, so I just kind of defaulted.
I know.
I was reading chat.
Trent.
I'm Trent. I play Talmor in Dewar Dice.
Kyle.
I'm Kyle. I play Ordok in Dewar Dice.
Ben.
I'm Ben. I play Bo.
In this game.
In Dewar Dice.
Alrighty, guys. As always, we have corporate sponsors because we're sellouts. So just a really quick ad spot for them. This whole stream in its entirety is sponsored by Studio.
Still.
They are... Yeah. So this is the reason why we had a contract with them for 2 roundtables, and then realizing that we've went like 7 or 8 episodes without a roundtable, this was actually supposed to be done like 3 weeks ago, but we failed on our end. So this stream is sponsored by them, and hopefully they don't look too much into the time frame. So we'll talk about them as always. You guys pretty much know all about them. Another big thanks this week to our patrons. We have a few new ones, and guys, we can't thank you enough for all the support. It makes, you guys basically pay for the podcast, the hosting, the website fees, the everything that goes into it, looking at equipment upgrades and things like that to make the show better for you. So we want to thank you guys as always for that. And Easy Roller, we're going to toss them in there on our sponsors for this week's episode, because we got some big news with them coming up later in the stream or episode. So just stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I don't know this news. What's going on?
You'll find out later.
Ben doesn't pay attention to our private server where we play it and talk everything out, so just forget about him. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it, but okay so with that, we're gonna move on from ads and we'll talk about those later. So John, take it away.
So we have 7 episodes that we're gonna talk about today. The first of which...
Good luck remembering.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I have it all written out. I prepped for today.
That makes sense.
Because Kyle had a family reunion, then I had Dragon Con, so that kind of threw off our regular scheduled programming. But episode 18, Shopping with Team Super Awesome.
Oh, I remember these.
Wow.
The team gets their outfits,
as well,
expertly sewn by Mother Talmor, go shopping for a few herbs, grasses, and human remains, and then talk egg.
For you guys, that was 7 episodes ago. For us, that was like 2.5 months ago. It's been so long.
It has.
That was
where you guys accidentally found a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That old shop lady who was selling dope out of the back of the shop.
We almost got to be cool, but we didn't go through with it. Damn paladins.
Ben would have if it wasn't for Kyle.
Wait, what did I do?
You were a good guy. You were a good person and told us we shouldn't do drugs. So, how dare you?
I don't know. Kyle didn't really stop us, though. In a way, he was kind of being the responsible adult by telling Bo not to smoke too much. Because Bo was just like, yeah, I'll have a couple of handfuls. And Kyle was like, I think that might be a little bit too much, Bo.
Oh, man. I mean, somebody's got to wrangle everybody. I'm just trying to get good points with John.
Uh-huh.
I don't think those mean much.
They don't. They really don't.
Dog. Dog.
When you say we talk egg, what discussions about the egg did we have?
I think that was before we even went and talked to the wing shield. So we were trying to figure out like what to do at all with the egg.
Yeah. And we still haven't decided. So
true.
According to Twitter, we have.
Well, yeah. According to all our fans, we should catch it.
I'm fairly sure Bo suggested making an omelet out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you did say true. Eat it, and then we told you that you can't eat babies because it's at least half elf, and then you said something else weird about eating actual babies, if I remember correctly.
Probably. Whether or not it made it into the episode is another matter.
I don't remember. I think I might have intentionally cut that out just because it was a little too rude, because five dudes and a baby.
Five dudes and a baby.
It's a horrible sitcom.
It'd be amazing. Then we have episode 19, Legal Wizard. The party makes it to Lord Skarn, and Jair gets registered as a legal wizard of his house. Now he has the freedom to finally come out of the closet and stop hiding who he really is on the inside, as he discovers just how embarrassing his companions can be.
Oh boy, a great title.
That does not let up in any episode after that.
Is there anyone else
no.
finding it no. slightly strange that Jerry wants to be like this, like attack dog of some guy lives in a tower?
Yeah, he's not here, so let's 100% bash him.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
that guy is shifty.
Jerry.
I mean, talk about sellout.
There's a lot.
Yeah. Yep, if I'm shifty, he's a sellout. That is 100% accurate.
I'll give it to him. But, like, why? I don't know. I think it's less out or more outside of the game than it is in, but Jerry's views on magic in this world, I'm not really getting behind it. He's he's getting kind of scary.
He's working for the man.
So, yeah. Never mind.
Good talk.
Say it. Okay, so
words.
This is going to be a little odd for everybody else, but remember those things that we were talking about in the last recording that I had to cut out? One of the people in the community I was talking to, Mr. Tittles, actually, we pointed something out, made a correlation between that and like wizards and some of the topics in that discussion.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I'll have to tell you guys about later.
Nazis.
Okay. I was trying to. We were talking about Nazis, and we were talking about the correlation about how wizards are kind of like the Jews in 1940 Germany, where they all have to be on a list and get prosecuted on spot if they're not, and they have to carry around papers.
That is a good point. Oh, also, I think it's worth noting that I have accidentally made it canon that High Elves in John's world are Nazis. So, there you go. That's canon now. Enjoy that.
Unfortunately. And all of our viewers just left.
Don't worry. Those are the things that we just actively cut out from our episodes. So, you don't know anything about that.
Yeah. But we inform everybody anyways.
Well, I thought we had quite a good conversation. I don't know why we're censoring it now, because it was, you know, it was quite a good.
It just went a little too far.
For the podcast, it was a bit too like heavy. But for now, it's all right, isn't it? Because we can talk about it.
We're live.
I mean, we're live, so it's fine.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
We're live and this is sponsored. It's fine.
Oh yeah, yes, we have sponsored.
And you know the bad thing
by is, Sweden.
Last stream that was sponsored by Studio, I think it was Ben who started talking about pedophiles. So I'm pretty sure Studio is never going to work with us again. We went from pedophiles to Nazis in a European country that got invaded.
But, I mean, we weren't sort of talking about them as if they were good. We were sort of speaking to them as if they, you know, it is.
Well, yeah, but But like, think of your favorite brand, like Coca-Cola.
Hey, John, what's the next episode? They started.
So, episode 20, breaking and entering. We'll come back to what else happened in episode 19 at a later point in date. Episode 20. The party finds themselves in a bind trying to find out what happened to Brother Aaron while Ordok and Talmor talk to what remains of the fire cultists.
Oh, that was a fun one.
That was cool. Where I ripped that dude's nose off.
That was where you ripped that. And I was like, me as a player was having like a real like moral quandary.
That's right.
Yeah. It was fun.
I still like, I'm a little hazy on the whole RTO thing. Mm-hmm.
You know, I always think of RTDT.
Maybe it's just me, I'm dumb. But
it's
like
RT0 RTO.
Yeah.
But in my mind, RTO is like a little tin trash bin. That's like, see, I use trash bin. I'm becoming stag. American.
There you go. Trash can.
I feel like, he looks like, you know, BoJack Horseman. Anybody watch that show? But with a deer head. That's what RTO looks for me, if you were wondering. But, I don't know. Like, the whole, it seems, maybe just because I'm not really paying attention. How does corruption work? That's one thing, that's what it was. How can, like, a building be corrupted?
Yeah, John, how can berries be corrupted?
It's his altar.
it is a place of worship where, you know, sacrifices or blessings are offered up to who people believe is, you know, like the protector of the forest, the god of the forest. So if you start sacrificing a bunch of innocents on an altar for someone good, that kind of starts twisting them a little bit. And the fire cultists were probably, you know, in theory could have also been, you know, pouring a bunch of dark energy into this altar. And with, say, maybe like 100 or 120 deaths on this altar, things start to get a little, you know, mucky around some edges.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Dismal's calling out desecration. Also, yeah. Lady Crit never wants Talmor to interrogate anyone.
Yes.
Yeah, so quite a bit of desecration that pretty much went from the West Spring altar to RTO to the site at East Runewood. And the only way that could have happened possibly is if where the power of the altar comes from, RTO might have also, you know, been corrupted.
Huh.
So it goes from there and kind of spreads
that's
out.
The same reason I had dodgy berries.
All right.
Yes.
You know how impressed I was by that storyline? About this much.
I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was fantastic.
It was really good.
I got mixed feelings about it myself, if I'm honest with you.
So you guys kind of bashed your heads in with a couple of fire cultists.
Yeah.
Yep.
I really, like, I almost regret killing them because I was like, what if they did have information? Like, because right now we have like no knowledge really, that I know of, and I don't know. Maybe killing isn't the way.
Oh, now you figured that out.
What? I don't think I regret killing them. I think my issue was when you were like just ripping the dude's face off, I was like, oh, that's not cool. Because like from Ordok's perspective, they needed to die because like that's the justified thing to do. But I don't know. I really don't know how he feels about torture. So
torture. Torture is hurting someone with the intent of keeping them alive.
I just murdered off. It,
and
you murdered him incredibly slowly.
Well, I thought it was kind of tame, to be honest. But
well, he did have a big smile on his face when Corey kind of brought the hammer down.
Corey?
Nope.
I don't know what the hell that could mean.
That was me.
I'm
sorry, Kyle. Ohio, but we're not I'm looking at your face. Sorry, when Kyle brought the hammer down.
That's true. That was really interesting, the fact that he smiled being killed by the hammer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Right.
I thought
there's something there. Can we like reload our save point and go back there and explore different options?
It's sadly that save point got corrupted.
Fuck. Stupid memory card.
Is that a hit? Corrupted? Like Kyle's hammer?
Oh. Okay, there you go, fan theorist. Do what you will with that.
And what about those manacles they were wearing?
You mean the ones I took?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want to slap him on Jerry just to see what happens. I don't have a key for him. I can't remember how I took him off of him.
Are they similar from manacles that were in the Dresden Files? John? Just curious.
No.
Oh, dang.
I'm going to take that as a yes. He's a dirty liar.
But no, my favorite part about that episode, as a player, since I wasn't really involved in that bit, was thinking, like, holy shit, we're getting really dark here. And then immediately going into the next episode with Ben and I.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was an interesting, like, shift from the fact that, like, so, I mean, Ordok and Talmor sort of, like, buddy-buddied up on that a little bit. So, like, we're not quite so, you're horrible. And then it's like, but we also weren't the people doing the worst things. Like, thanks, Bo.
I really wanted that little girl's power.
I thought you were going to say body, and I was like, please don't.
So then we go into episode 21, Never Split the Party.
I was going to say the one that was kind of like the bad downturn.
The one that got away from us a little bit.
Yeah.
As the guys split off and go their separate ways, the lines between heroics and villainy continue to blur. Team Boshin does something that would make everyone turn in their grave, and we discover some of Jerry's hidden demons.
Yeah, so that the berries, man, that confused me at first. And then I was like, as soon as you said it, because when I didn't actually get it on the day of recording. It was only when I was editing it that then I kind of heard you say, like, oh, the berries that you found in the church. And I was just like, yeah. And I should have gone, like, no.
Like, okay.
But, like, obviously, in retrospect, it's really obvious. But at the time, I was just like, yeah, the berries I found in the church, whatever. But, my power, that the girl that was going to be all powerful turned into an evil monster that nearly killed Corey. That was a shame.
Yeah, she whooped my ass. And then you put poison berries down my throat or something. Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
Since that episode, like, I've wrestled with Bo as a player versus a character, because I think Goshen really likes him. And he's like, hey, this is kind of interesting and fun, but as a player, I am 95% sure that if I die, it will be your fault in some way or another.
The lady crit said, how mad were you that your berries didn't work? Yeah, I was pretty mad. We're not mad, but I was just like, I was really disappointed because I'd like it schemed for about 2 hours about how I could get away from these guys so I could go to the graveyard and finally dig up a body. And then I finally got there and it didn't work. I was like, no. But also, it was one of the first times that Bo had really used, like, proper magic. And it went wrong. It went all horribly wrong. But at the same time, John redeemed himself by making it give Bo a purpose in the group. So,
yeah, I think it ended up working out ultimately.
Hey, and let's not let any of this overshadow the fact that our wizard's summoning demons. So that's the thing.
Oh,
that's happening.
I really hate that he's not here so we can talk about that to his face. Because he doesn't think that was evil. And I disagree.
He's here with us in spirit.
See, I didn't really get that because I'm not too up on like D&D lore. So for me, I was just like, oh, yeah, Jerry's summoning a demon. Yeah, whatever. I didn't realize it was like a really bad thing.
Well, it's less so that, I mean, it's bad, obviously, because you're summoning a demon, but it's not supposed to be possible because, you know, the planes are sealed, quotation marks.
That's the part that I missed out on entirely when you did it the first time. And it wasn't until the last episode we recorded that it dawned on me.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Wait, like, it's still not dawning on me. How is that possible? Because I thought the planes were just the dragons.
No, John, you can probably answer better
than I can. Basically, when Komar locked the planes, he locked every plane connected to the one you guys are on the material plane. So the plane to the plane of fire, the plane of ice, the plane of the undead, here, there, everything, the plane of the Fae, everything was disconnected. Plans. He pretty much put up everything.
Wait, see, I would might have changed a bit of my backstory if I'd have known this when I made Bo.
No, okay. We're good. Trust me.
Dun, dun, dun.
What does it all mean?
I'm sure we'll find out.
Well, yeah.
One day, maybe. Who knows?
See, I didn't know that, actually.
There's like 10 questions.
I wasn't aware of that. When about the whole demon summoning thing, because maybe I'm a terrible player, but I just thought it was the dragons that were like sealed away. I didn't realize it was like all the planes for everything. So what would we have done if one of us decided to be, for example, like a necromancer or something?
Oh, necromancy works a little bit differently. In this world, you can raise the dead because you're not really pulling a spirit from another realm.
Based in the same world,
you're pretty much putting you're pretty much pulling up the body and infusing it with your power.
That's good.
So it's still bound to this world.
Very happy you feel that way, John.
I like how we're all scheming about our second characters because we all have our primary.
Your next level, Bo gets a spell, which is. Definitely all going to be using that.
Oh, cool. So you'll get to use that maybe July of next year, by the way it's going.
I mean, we got to get somewhere and do something before we level up again.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, James.
I see how it is.
Episode 22, Cause and Effect. After the downward spiral of the party's actions, consequences quickly spiral out of control into a new problem for East Runewood. It's all Bo's fault.
That's the episode I got to be a little bit of a badass with the tiefling. That was fun.
Yeah. It opened with you guys looking down the corridor to find the gateway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
When Tom were critted on a strength check, and it was just like, what door?
Yeah, there's no door here.
Yeah.
You guys notice that a big thing missing from the gate, from the doorway, was one of the symbols had kind of like
that's
cracked
the one that we
broken
up, right?
Yeah, it updated, it live updated.
Yeah.
Yep.
In theory, yes.
Yeah. In theory,
we don't know.
Well, what I didn't stop anyway. It was you guys. I was dead.
Huh? True. True.
I mean,
you got better.
I guess you probably were dead before it technically got smashed up. Yeah, that's true. in the rate that things collapse.
How does it always come back up to Nim's death and your pride? I don't understand why. How you guys can...
Remember that one time that Nim died?
So that was... I don't know. That was... I want to focus on the stargates, right? That's what they are. And so I think we're going the wrong way.
Let's go to Atlantis.
That's what I'm saying. There's so much that we could unlock if we had like instant teleportation. We wouldn't have all these
quick travel,
like going through the forests. And I'm saying, yeah, RTO is probably fine.
Yeah,
it
seems fun.
Let's go to the cave and get the key and see what we can do. Because
I'm with you. I think we should do that, but like Ordok is not gonna do that. So depends on if you wanna follow Dad or not.
Fair enough.
Warforged.
Then we had a. Yeah, you guys fought some. Pretty much a bunch of dead bodies with a bunch of tendrils controlling them.
No, I like that word.
You did.
Yeah,
you
I did.
Yeah.
Do you have like leather
just
gloves
got
on?
My
like,
greasy, greasy hands in there. And...
they were old teeth.
I mean, as long as it's not like super slimy in there, teeth aren't really that hard to pull out. So.
Gross. It frightens me how you know this.
Moving on.
Episode 23, Time. The town calming down after the latest attack, the party realizes just how important time is, whether it's lost, fleeting, or forgotten.
Spoilers ahead, chat. Spoilers ahead.
And what about that episode description? It was masterfully written. I wonder who
it was. It was. The gnomes we have.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was reading chat. What episode was that?
Time.
Yeah, time 23.
The big heavy one where everything kind of fell apart.
Oh. Yeah, a bunch of shit was remembered.
So that's behind the scenes. Give us a little bit of what's like in Ordok's head right now, because that was the biggest part of that episode.
Yeah. So, Ordok's mission basically is to find justice for the people that he thinks caused the plague,
hey, Ordok,
which
punched in the face.
Hasn't really.
Bastard.
That's true. I did. So that's sort of his goal, and he just realized that he's well off that path now, because like his hunt, like his purpose was he was bouncing around from like town to town, trying to do good while he was there, but also like pursuing what he thinks is the end goal, and then like suddenly he hasn't been doing that for 8 years, and like that's his drive, that's what keeps him from like doing good. So like he's here helping and fixing things, because like he got sent to this town and like he's gonna fix this town's problems and then he's gonna get back to it, but then like, oh, it's been 8 years. Oh, okay. So that's his sort of mental breakdown. And we haven't gotten a ton into much of the history of the place, but I assume once the party manages to get back to a specific geographic region, we're going to find out a lot more about the plague and my background.
Is there a plague pit?
A plague pit?
Because I could have a lot plague of fun in that. Pits.
For both, the same thing, so.
I'm sure there probably is, yeah. Just like a mass grave somewhere. That's how you get punched.
Lady Crit asks in chat, Ordok, did you know about the time? Did you know ahead of time about the time jump?
I did not.
No, John
no
just
idea.
Springs this shit.
Because I'm a bastard.
that's another thing. Like, again, we'll talk about it, I think, like literally here in a second with, you know, Talmor's backstory and stuff. We gave John like a rough outline of like, hey, this is what we think happened to us, and he was like, okay, yeah, well, yeah. I'm not gonna use that and fuck you.
And no, I use big chunks of it.
So he took our, you know, because all character backgrounds are tragic in some way, and it's like, oh, this gives us character, and then he was like, no, we're just gonna make it horrible. And
really, I think that's the most fun, though. Like,
yeah. So, like, everything in these last couple episodes that he just keeps, like, oh, hey, this also happened in your background. You're just like, oh, and we have to, like, process it and deal with it and continue playing on the spot. Because, like, I don't know if it made it into the episode either, but the whole mind flare thing with Talmor, I about shit my pants. Because I'm just like, you kidding me?
And yeah, so, like, that, I mean, I personally find that to be sort of the most fun. Because, like, I have developed a background. I've had some discussions with John. I've given that to him. And he's just like, all right, let's play with this. So, like, I have a good understanding of who my character is. And then when John is like, all right, let's fuck around with your backstory a little bit. And I'm just like, oh, shit. Okay. Well, that sucks.
I concur.
No, I totally agree with you. I enjoy that sort of DMing style. I think when I sent John my background, it was literally bullet points of important things I wanted to happen in some way, but everything in between is totally up to him. So,
yeah, I'm a little lost when it comes to mine, because I had like a fairly, like, it was fairly detailed, in the sense of like, this is what, you know, led my character here and blah blah blah, and he was just like, well, that's what you think led him here, but this is actually what happened. And I'm slowly starting to find out that I have no idea, and I do enjoy it playing wise, but I'm a type of person that hates not knowing things, and so the not knowing is literally killing me.
Good. I mean, it's kind of partly what a shame. What a shame.
When I made Bo, my backstory was literally like bare bones. Because my first character, Nim, that's dead, by the way, in case anyone forgot, my backstory was like pages long. And when I did Bo, I was just like, I'm not doing that again because it's just going to get fucked. So, like, Bo's backstory is very like, we're kind of hashing it out as we go. But there is parts of it. There's definitely one or two parts of it that are kind of, in my mind, at least set in stone, but I don't know what John's going to do with them.
I mean, I kind of took everyone's backstories and trying to find ways to interweave and connect everything. So, which it is, seems like everyone.
It is what good DMs do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, ultimately, I appreciate it. And it's not just like, you know, I've played with people in the past where it's just like, hey, give me your backstory and we're going to follow it to the T regardless of if it fits in the world or not. And then it's just like, okay, well, now it feels kind of cheapened.
Like, but, or the opposite of that, and like, give us your backstory, but like, doesn't really matter because we're not going to do anything with that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think John has a really good balance of making, like, you know, our backstories matter, but also making it fit in the world and have meaning.
And Lady Crit has a good point, too. Since we don't always know what's going to happen in our backgrounds or, like, with it, it does, like, lead to genuine reactions of surprise, which are always entertaining.
Yeah, Ordoc breaking down was just me breaking down.
Yeah, I really do love that part, because you guys pretty much know as much as your characters know.
Yeah.
But you guys left big gaps and stuff that your characters think they understand, and that's where I like to play the most.
I'm definitely now, without giving too much away, I'm definitely now, I understand the idea of planes better. I'm quite interested to know what's gonna happen.
So, episode 24, Mending. After a long night coming to terms with some hard truths, the party plans their next move, as making the right choice doesn't seem as clear as it used to.
Mending.
That's so good.
He just left, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's true. He did just leave. He'll be here soon, though.
But that was, I think, a great way to wake up in the morning, was seeing what the hell everybody did.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like that episode.
Well, that's when you found out about the damn mind flayers.
No, that's why I don't like
that. Well, I want to know now. Well, I want to know how closely me and Talmor are linked in the past. If at all. But you would assume at least to some degree.
Yeah.
Why, Ben?
Well, I mean, this is something that we've not really spoken about, but if anyone reads up on Darrow's, then they would, you know, which you should have, guys. Darrow were created by Mind Flayers to be slaves, basically. Or that's the official law.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, yes. What, mm-hmm. Is that mm-hmm. true? Is that also in this world?
Because Darrow were, that's why they're all inherently mad, because they're driven mad by the Mind Flayers on purpose.
So how much of the Mind Flayer lore actually fits into this, into Agnesta lore?
A good chunk.
Which parts?
The good ones.
All right. Well, that.
But see, you would assume that me and Talma know each other then.
I have an issue.
Might know each other.
I think there's a better chance, you know, than like, you know, me and Ornok knowing each other. But I don't. There's so many questions because, like, it's like it goes back to what we were just talking about, where like I had an idea for the character, you know, with obviously, you know, it's not giving anything away when I say he had like memory loss issues, and I had a reason, you know, kind of why, and a reason like I wanted it to be that way. And when I found out that it just like wasn't that and it's this, but it's so much better than what I originally thought, I'm excited. But it's also one of those things, like, it's maddening to be like, well, now I need to know. And like, we, you know, with our schedules and everything, we only get to, you know, game and record, you know, every 3 or 4 weeks, so I have to wait all the time. And I hate it. I hate it so much. So I'm not happy with the way it's turned out for that reason. But it is ultimately better than what I originally came up with. So I want to see where it goes. I really hate that my roles for grabbing that axe suck so bad, because I feel like I... Like, what? I want to know what would have happened if, like, I didn't roll shit and, like, I actually passed on those rolls with that axe. Because I'm never going to
tell you yet.
I'm never going to touch it again. That's established. Like, Talmor is dead scared of it. So I'm not going to be like, oh, he told me. I'm going to go back and touch it. What is it?
There might come a reason where one day you might have to grab that axe.
Fuck that. No. I don't want to.
Then it's going to be a very short episode that day.
I'm up. I want to grab it. Because I want
to God.
I'll see the truth or not, because I might just say like old garbage, like load of old rubbish. Like, who knows? And to be honest, I might thrive on a bit of
static,
weird darkness. It's really annoying because we've recorded like a fraction of the next episode, but we haven't. No one's heard it yet. But it's really good.
Yeah, we're basically up with.
I don't know. I'm worried. Like you said, they don't, you know, there's like, what, like 45 minutes or so of content that you guys haven't heard yet. And there's a lot of story in that 45 minutes. But other than that, we're at the same point you guys are in knowing information. And it's kind of like, I want to get to know what, where I was going with that sentence. I can't remember. I started reading something else. Someone make me look less bad, please.
So that's it for the episodes.
Okay. Some heavy stuff.
Very heavy stuff. I mean, we've been playing for a while, so things are finally starting to, you know, come together.
Should we move on to questions?
Yeah, questions. There's some really good ones, and a lot of them I think are aimed directly at John. So
yeah, be prepared.
I'm really excited. Precursor to all of this, Jonathan,
John.
You can't just go like, oh, I don't know, or that normal bullshit that you do.
I can totally do that.
I require answers.
Oh, you'll get them one day. One day. But, honey, I can't right now. I'm sorry.
He's occupied. Called out live. All right, so first question, community question. So, what the hell is Gordon?
Yeah, Bo.
Yeah,
well,
Bo.
This is going to be really lame, and I really want to answer it and just shout it out, but If can I give a little clue and say if you're up on a certain amount of lore, you'll probably guess next episode. Not D&D lore, we'll leave it at that.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Is there special plug? Is there special goat lore that I
maybe
don't know about?
It's all the goat is lore. Quite popular. Shit. And they two intersect quite often. Or you would think there's a lot of crossover in the demographic at least. Mm. And there is like a certain intersection.
Oh, I think I think I'm picking up.
You'll
picking
probably
up what you're
guess
down
next episode.
Next question.
No, whisper it.
No. He has said enough. John,
type it in the text channel underneath the video. Because I'm confused.
And, oh, shit. Boat died. I am so sorry.
Darn.
Time to re-roll.
Had a heart attack. Oh, poor guy.
All right, so... as the show is now past the 20-episode mark, do you feel like you have hit your stride as a show?
Good question.
I feel like definitely more so than the beginning, right? Like, I feel like after... It's been 9 months or something, and we get together once a month at least and stuff. I think we just feel more comfortable with each other, and we've sort of fallen into roles, I suppose. So we can kind of play on those and make it a strength instead of searching around for where we fit.
What role do you play, Corey?
I don't know.
You said we...
The shifty is
Michael Jordan.
Ethics.
Yeah.
More or less.
what role do I fall into, Corey?
Every
yes
party needs some sort of a shifty bastard, so I fulfill that role.
Yeah, there you go.
It's surprising you're not a rogue.
I thought about it, but I hate the way rogues play, so...
I hate fucking rogues. I hate them so fucking much. Rogues are dirty and
I love
garbage.
Rogues.
I love everything about them. I just don't like the way they play. I don't like them mechanically.
What I was going to say is that like the whole idea of hitting your stride is something that I've found from doing my other podcast is you feel like you've hit your stride and then about 6 months later you look back and go, nah, now I'm hitting my stride. And then about 6 months later you look back and go, nah, they were rubbish. Now I'm hitting my stride. And this continues forever. So like, I think... You know, I feel like we're getting going, but I reckon, you know, it's always going to be improvement.
I feel like when we first started, like I think a lot of you guys have heard this story before. Like, we started with just, you know, the tryouts, and we came together in like late December, early January. And We put like 3 months of prep into all of this, and even then we were stammering.
Look at the start of this,
and didn't know what we were doing. And up and
I don't blame us. I blame Discord.
Yeah, and so it's one of those things. Like, I think, like Ben said, we found our stride in comparison to when we first started. But I think as we continually improve and kind of keep going through all of this, and, you know, we always want to make ourselves better and do different things and change everything about us constantly to make sure that it's like the best experience for you guys, that, like, you know, like Ben said, in another 6 months, we're going to hit our stride in comparison to now. And 6 months from that, we'll hit our, you know, stride in comparison to then. So I think it's with running a game, just in general, not even recording it for a podcast, I mean, you always kind of hit your stride. And I think there's always that point of, like, when things start getting going, you can kind of look back and say, like, that's when the story started getting good. And I think we're just now getting into that first, like, you know, the first bit that later down the line we'll look back and be like, that's when the story started getting good. So I'm excited to see where it's going to go from here. But I think, I guess to answer the question, it's definitely from where we used to be. I think we're hitting our stride now.
Especially with D&D, because your character's always evolving. Like, I haven't even stopped to really think what Bo might be like at like level 10 or level 15. Like, if he makes it that far. But, you know, like... I when I play D&D, it's very much like in the now. I don't even know, you know, I can't even imagine like what he'd be like when he's actually not level 4.
But yeah, I think I enjoy where we're going, and I think we definitely have a good groove. I think the only hiccup in our giddy up is scheduling, which
it's herding cats, and we do I think we do quite well.
Yeah, I mean we haven't missed a week as far as episodes since we started. So yep. I think as far as consistency, we're hitting it pretty good. Don't know about quality, but I mean,
TBD.
Yeah.
All right. So next question up is, how many character deaths does it take for the season to end abruptly? Clearly not one, but we'll be stopped by a TPK.
Yeah. If for some reason there's a TPK, it will end the current season. And then I have to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do next. Whether see what you guys want to play next in terms of character wise, and then continue the story from either the Patreon established Wing Shield within that kind of storyline, or some other connection. If you guys all want to, be rogues, you can all be part of a thieves guild. Inside Ironclad.
Come back as revenants and wreak our vengeance on those who killed us.
Exactly. I mean, I try not to plan out too far ahead, because once you guys hit the game table, fuck the notes.
And you say that, though. I like how you say that, as if there wasn't already a chance of a TPK. Like, oh, if there's a... Yeah, like, fuck you, dude. You almost killed us off all once already.
So. Those owlbears, man.
I had to make sure that you guys know that just because you are the main characters doesn't mean you won't die.
Yeah. Which is always a fun dynamic when playing with John.
I got plans with that foot already. I got plans.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. Is the story of these characters considered season one, or is the whole story of this time in Agmanesta one season?
I'm viewing these more as overarching arcs of story instead of like seasons. Because we're not quite really sure when an arc is going to begin or end, depending on how quickly or how slowly a certain event is happening. Right now, everyone still is in... We're still in arc one currently. I didn't want a Critical Role kind of thing of 300 episodes equals one arc, or like 350, because there's no real place to pick up and for newcomers to pick up and start. Right now, we're still only at, what did I say? 23 episodes, 24.
Yeah.
That's at 45 minutes a piece. That's not bad for someone to pick up on. But at some point, we're going to get to it in the story where we will shift from arc one to arc two, and you guys will pretty much have a chance, an option to say goodbye to your current characters. And if you want to roll something new up, and they can go off and have a little separate mission somewhere, and it will be like a certain amount of downtime. And then we move on to continuing all these little side quests and missions you guys have. But for right now, it is still arc one. In terms of seasons, I'm really not giving anything kind of a season name.
Fair enough.
Cool. That's like, oh, I have the option to abandon Orduk? I can't do that. He's my man.
Uh-huh.
You know, is there a target for number of episodes, or is it just going to be done when it's done?
Pretty much kind of done with it. I know when we had first started planning everything back in February, when I brought up that whole thing of long storylines, I had an inkling around between, like, somewhere between 30 and 50. I don't really have a set number. Once this arc story is told, then this arc story is told. You guys don't even know what the hell arc one is supposed to be about.
Yeah, we're probably on the wrong path. Arc one actually happens in Ironclad, and we're just like...
Hey, Chet, I just thought of something. You should bombard John with messages to make the difficulty even harder, and our podcast could be known for how many player characters we kill each season. So.
And just in general, bombard him with messages and ads, yes, and, like, you know, DMs and stuff, because it's just funny.
Oh, so I just remembered something. Nim died.
Oh, why are you gonna do this to me?
So the last question was aimed at Jerry, and I think Jordan provided John with an answer. So the question, yes, for Jerry was, how long ago did your character gain your magical abilities, and also how long ago did your master leave, and have you been looking for him?
To pretty much sum it up quickly, he met Doc about 5 years ago, when he saved him from pretty much a wolf attack in his little village. After that, Doc pretty much started teaching him magic, and Doc has been missing for the past 3 weeks.
Jesus, it's only been 3 weeks in game.
Yeah, just a reminder, yeah, the current episode kind of arc that we're doing has only been going on for 2 weeks, something like that.
If even that. I have a calendar somewhere. I keep trying to upload it in the Fantasy Grounds, but it...
We'll get something drawn up, yeah, and have some, like, cool graphics or something and get it posted on, you know, the socials and the Discord and stuff. But that's something to remember. Like, I get sidetracked from that as well, that it's one of those things, like, we met and then we left, and, like, everything that's happened, while, you know, it's 20 episodes or 24 episodes of, like, hours and hours of content, it's still only been a few weeks in game time, because we're kind of playing it a little differently than what I'm used to. And, you know, it's just like, okay, well, you guys are going to prepare for this and, like, 4 or 5 days pass, or, like, you know, I'll rest up and, like, okay, so it's been like 3 weeks, and the progression of time is usually skipped over a lot, but we're pretty much playing it out in real time almost. And it's really, something hard to remember when you're just listening to it. But, everything is still, like, for our characters, anyway, while it's, you know, been, we started recording, you know, 6-7 months ago, everything for our characters that they are experiencing is happening, you know, minute by minute, basically.
So. I try not to do, I mean, the option for downtime will be there whenever you guys want it. If you guys want to, like, your characters want to take a break for a few days, work on something on the side, that option is always there, but the story will not stop. Yeah.
We have a question from Dismal. He's unclear about who does the editing. He's heard both Ben and Trent mention edits. Is it a combo? Do you pass it back and forth? How do we do edits?
Well, recently, like, when we first started, it was all Ben all the time, because I had no idea what I was doing, and Ben really, you know, made the show what it was. So without him being in the show, and I've said this multiple times, without finding him and having him kind of audition and come onto the show, this show would probably be garbage. in fact, no, it would be garbage, because I have no idea what I'm doing. But for the longest time, it was just Ben, and Ben did all the work. And then we decided that was a lot of work for Ben, since he's, you know, a young professional and has a life and another show and all this other stuff he wants to do, and it's a lot of work. So,
young professional.
I was trying to be nice.
just like an AMC show.
Young profession.
So I started, I don't know, probably what, like episode 14 or 15, started helping you out. Something like that, 10, 12 episodes. Yeah. And now we kind of have a system of, unless, you know, I'm busy or he's busy or whatever, you know, the general way of doing it is I'll, I guess, cut the episode and as far as the audio, figuring out what goes into it. And then I send it to him and he makes it sound pretty and adds music and all the stuff that makes it sound good and the way it's supposed to sound. So. Yeah.
Which is kind of working quite well. Like, sort of just passing back.
Yeah, I mean,
to
we've had some issues. Awesome job, so, but. Yeah.
And Dismo's also saying good on Ben for doing the music. Because that music is banging.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God.
That is super good.
Super good. No worries. It's the most fun part about all of it, to be honest. Well, I mean, like, the technical side of things.
All right, chat. Do we have any other questions? Anything come up? Anybody?
Yeah, the next part's the boring part that you're gonna want to skip. Well, no, because we have some cool stuff coming into it. So, okay. So we'll go ahead and move into kind of the dreaded ad spot. You know, kind of big one because.
Yeah, but can we do a really good ad and say, yeah, Patreon?
Yeah, we'll get to that. Follow the agenda, okay, Ben.
It's literally a timetable.
Benjamin, come on. I worked really hard on making it look nice. I did spacing and formatting. Go fuck yourself and follow the goddamn agenda. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to burst. I have a rage issue. So we're gonna take a few minutes here. Don't tune out, because yeah, it's gonna be some of the same from what you've heard, but we also have some cool stuff in there too. So with that, Jonathan. I don't know.
Yeah,
I had a really weird thing.
What are you going to call Kyle and I when you get mad at us? Corypheus?
Corypheus yes. And Kylodon. Caribbean?
Caribbean. All right, there you go. Right. But yeah, so as we mentioned earlier, this roundtable is sponsored mainly by Studio Headphones. You can see we're all wearing a pair today. They do come in a couple different colors with interchangeable faceplates on the side for personalization. The sound is pretty nice. Ben did a pretty awesome review of them up on the website. It's very honest. Personally, I love them. I use them with my new laptop that I just got, which is really cool, so I don't bug everyone else around me. They're Bluetooth enabled, and all in all, they're pretty good quality, I'd say. Good job, Studio.
I'm actually using the headset on them because, I mean, I've got my mic for recording, but I use Discord on my phone because this laptop can't hack it. So the mic, like, I'm actually talking to you guys now. Let's check this out.
I think he's actually going to go outside, guys.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, we can still hear you. You are right.
His house is super small, so.
Guys, he's British. He has a lounge.
Yeah, he has a lounge in his flat. And I don't know. Living room, homie.
Yeah.
Come on, you freak.
It's a living room.
You always say this.
Because
living rooms. But you don't live in it.
You lounge in it. I mean, like I said, we advertised them in the episodes. We've done roundtables. Like, you guys have heard us, you know, kind of be on about these things. But I mean, the thing is, we were just talking in the Discord the other day about how, you know, how I use them literally every day. And I mean, for the price, they are $100 for the ones we're using. And most of their lines end up being around that bit. But the discount code that we have, DICE, is still good for them. And that gives you 50% off, which, you know, is about $15. And it gets free shipping worldwide. And, I mean, they're super good quality regardless. And I think, you know, we don't really need, to say much more about it, because I think the quality speaks for itself, and you guys know that. So if you want to, we'll have links down in the audio description below for the episode, and then in our Discord there's links to all of our affiliates there, so go check them out. Even if you're not interested in a pair of headphones, go look at them, because you might want to upgrade anyway. So
and they're comfortable. Now that we mentioned that, but they're comfortable.
We can
wear them for a long period of time.
I can usually get like 4 or 5 hours out of them without really hurting my head too much.
They collapse down pretty nicely too, so I always just toss them in my backpack because they travel well.
Yeah.
Cool. Good shit.
Yeah. All right. So that's Studio. Thanks, Studio, for sponsoring us and, you know, hopefully talking about pedophiles and Nazis in your ads. don't dissuade you from working with us again, because we really would like to. Please, please, please don't.
They fit your ads better as well.
Yeah.
Because look at these. These are like, what's this space about here? Whereas these ones just sit.
Apparently, my wife steals my headphones. I was not aware of this.
Alrighty, so we'll move on from that. I wouldn't know what that is, but I'm alone. I'm fine. Ben, you want to move on to this next bit? Follow the agenda, please.
Yes. I can't see it. What is it?
I've heard you have a game.
Yeah, it's the.
Yeah, so it's all edited now, and it's all done. It's the first about 2 hours, 2.5 hours of Snaggripper's Curse is done in the bag. We haven't played any more on that, so it's literally where we're up to, and it's really fucking cool. John's
really
a player
good.
For a start. And he's a massive robot with an axe for a hand. Corey was...
he was Irish. He had a beautiful Irish accent.
He was
awesome.
Yeah, a leprechaun.
Named, Ralph Archer, Grundleshank.
And Trent... Ralph Grundleshank. And Trent was a short little dwarf.
Dwarf player.
Cleric, right? And I think Carl wasn't there, but you're going to play next time, aren't you, Carl? Because I think it'll be ongoing. Because we played for about 2.5 hours and didn't touch the sides, really. But we did get into some pretty awesome stuff, and some of it's not really D&D. It's just rules that I made up. And they're awesome. But actually, in fact, you had 2 fights, and I'd say basically I made the rules up for both of the fights.
I did just listen to it yesterday.
So yeah, look forward to that.
The final edit of it, and it does sound really good. Probably, I mean, not to toot his horn or our horn, because we're just so good at D&D, but probably as like its own standalone podcast, it would probably stand up. And of course, since Ben did it, the music, I absolutely just love.
The last music is really good, isn't it?
We'll repost like the creepy music, kind of the teaser link out there, because unfortunately for all of you guys who aren't patrons, it is going to be bonus content only unlocked at the, I think, $3 a month tier is our bonus content, but that comes with a lot. Oh, goodness. Excuse me. But, yeah, so... For everybody wondering, we did just, I mean, even just today, Dismal did just ask about it, but Snaggripper's Curse, or that's not what it's called.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Snaggripper's Curse.
Is it?
Yes.
You got it.
Okay, sure. It's coming. Yeah. In fact, when do you want to post that? You want to do that today? Is it ready?
It's coming today.
It's in the Google Drive.
Yeah. So I'll
episode one.
I'll get
two
the first
Google
episode
Drive.
Posted today after the live stream. And if you're listening to this on,
I'd be well up for hearing what people think.
So
of it.
If you haven't, you got like, you know, it's Sunday or Tuesday if you're listening to this on the normal stuff. Go listen to it and tell us tell us what you think, because it's really good. And just in general, thank you to the patrons again. You guys, pretty great.
I'm gonna swap the order around just to give you a break, Trent.
Yeah, because I ended up bogarting that. I talk too much, guys. I'm so sorry.
Bogarting, but I'm bum.
That's funny because.
So we have our oldest sponsor, who has sponsored our show for the entirety that we've been in existence, would be Wormwood Gaming. Everyone, of course, is familiar with Wormwood. They make a lot of really cool, beautiful tables and dice trays and dice towers and just everything that looks 100% gorgeous. But a nice way to give a good gift or get something beautiful for yourself if you're into gaming gear is jump over to the Wormwood Gaming's website and enter Do or Dice at checkout, and they're going to give you free domestic shipping, and it also helps out the show. So with holiday season coming up soonish, just be thinking, who needs a new dice tower? Because like
I
everyone
do.
Needs
a your new husband tower. Does honey your husband
you can, I'll post my address somewhere. You guys can send one to me.
I got a dice fool.
Oh, dog.
They're pretty sexy. I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. Well, whilst Carl's doing the dog thing, if you're one of those people that listen to the podcast and get really into, like, making sure that the rules are all followed properly and turns are correctly sorted out by the DM, you might not like Stagrophus Curse, because a few times the turn system just went totally out the window and I was skipping over people and I don't know if anyone noticed that. Probably should have said anything. But basically in the second fight, I when I was editing it down, I was like, hang on, it's not your turn. Oh well, apparently it was.
It's just a grand old time.
It really was.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Now we have a much newer sponsor. Fantasy Grounds, which is a fantastic program on your computer you can use to play with people pretty much all across the country. It's what we use to manage and run the games. So we use it pretty regularly. I've been outside of the podcast, I've been using Fantasy Grounds probably for about 5 years now. You can pretty much use it just for either dice rolls or managing your game here, everything between it. They do have official stuff from Wizards of the Coast, Pathfinder, pretty much every single system out there. They have the stuff you can get through their site, fantasygrounds.com. What
do you know what to say about Fantasy Grounds? When we first started the podcast, yeah, what are you going to put your foot in now, Ben? No, when we first started doing the podcast, and we were talking about doing like Fantasy Grounds and everything, and I was like, a little secret, oh, for fuck's sake, can't we just roll dice? Like, but after using it all this time, I still kind of had that feeling until I ran that game with you guys the other day. And then I was like, fuck, man, rolling dice. Because as a DM, like, I realized like how much of a ball ache it's not a ball ache because it's part of being a DM and it is fun, but I realized how convenient
and like dealing with modifiers and traps and all that. You just don't even have to think about it because it's got it for you.
Equipment automatically fills in descriptions and effects. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, so
but it wasn't really until I did that Stagrophus Curse that I kind of started liking it. Up until then, I was a bit like,
yeah, it's one of those things like
Fantasy Grounds.
Yeah, I wasn't too keen on it, but you know, if you're doing online gaming, I mean, there's really only two systems out there, and Fantasy Grounds is the far superior one. So, I mean, yeah,
is that one Rogue?
I wasn't
going to
mention them because we're in an ad for
I don't know that.
But you know, if you guys don't already, then you're not really even playing D&D. So be better at life and game and go to Fantasy Grounds. They're super cheap. We don't have a code set up for them yet, because they already have a really good price. And for like $3.99 a month, you can have you know, the platform, and it just, it super helps. Like, we play with Ben, who lives in a third world country, and we've tried out with people all over the world, and so that wouldn't be possible to the degree that it is without Fantasy Grounds. So we want to thank them for their new support, and hope that you guys will give them a shout out and let them know if you use them, like, you know, stuff like that.
And then you won't end up like Slagger Up His Curse, where you're just skipping over everyone's turns.
So the kind of the moment you guys have all been waiting for, if you were in the Discord chat, you already kind of know what this is. But Easy Roller, hey guys, friends over at Easy Roller are going to sponsor another giveaway.
Yay!
Because this one's kind of a big one. Right, we hit 50 people in our Discord, which is big. Like, that's a big community. When I go to like at everyone, it says, "Are you sure that you want
to? Sure, you want to do that?
You want to annoy 50 people?" I'm like, "Yes, I do. This is awesome." First of all, thank you guys for being in our community and, you know, listening to us. And if you haven't already, there's a Discord server with an invite in the links to this episode and on our social network. But it's big. Like, you know, we've been doing this for like 6 months now, and a little bit, like six and a half that we've been live. And the fact that we've grown to the heights that we have already just says a lot. To us, that we're doing something worthwhile and our hobby isn't a complete joke. Well, I mean, you know, yeah.
I mean, it's D&D, so yeah. It kind of is.
But it's amazing that you guys are supporting us the way you do, and we love you very much, and we want to make sure to give that back, some of that love, and in the form of kind of a contest for our own amusement with this one. So we're doing something kind of different. Just it won't work, just because, you know, it's us. But so we.
Well, wait. Are we giving away stuff again?
Yeah, I did just say giveaway.
Can I?
No.
Unanimous.
For fuck's sake! See, this is why I tune this stuff out, because I can't win it.
Hey, have your mom enter, and then I'll kind of rig it to make sure your mom wins, because I love her, and then she can just give you the dice.
I think she would be. Isn't she in there?
Yeah. Yeah, she's in our Discord. She's awesome.
Anyways, Trent,
everybody go say hi to Ben's mom. So this giveaway is going to be kind of a Discord exclusive, in a sense of we're going to... To win, you have to be in our Discord. So if you're not, for the sake of the people listening to the episode, you have to join our Discord. And we'll have all the links on our social media and in the description below and everything. But basically, the way we're going to draw a winner is we have a giveaway channel on our Discord. And we'll post something in there to where you have to say, like, you know, Talmor is your favorite, or Talmor is the best, or, you know, like something Talmor related, probably, because I'm going to run the Discord giveaway. And that'll enter you in. And so right now, as it stands, we are going to give away, what'd we say, one set of poly dice, some really beautiful dice with a metal D6. It's one of the dice bundles that we've given away before. And then, here's the twist, though. If we get to 75 people in our Discord by the end of the 2 weeks that we're going to be running this giveaway, starting from this Tuesday and then 2 weeks from Tuesday. So at the beginning of September, if we have 75 people join to enter this giveaway, we are going to do two giveaways. One being your normal polyhedral dice, that, you know, the dice bundle that we would give away anyway. But we're also going to throw in an extra one of those and one of the legendary sets. Is that where? Yeah. So,
see, that's what all of
them. Yeah, these they're valued at like $80 or something like that, but they're legendary sets. We have the metal, like, you know, machines, like copper, and I think the silver ones that come in a really nice leather case, and they're really cool. So if we get 75 people, we'll give away two sets of poly dice and one of the legendary sets, and a stretch goal. If we get to 100, which that's a lot, we will give away two sets of legendary dice, and we'll just say five.
And some amount of poly.
And like five or six poly dice bundles. So, like, tell everybody you know, because we're giving away a bunch of shit because you guys are awesome.
Oh,
we're good at this.
Don't bother, because I'm just going to make loads of fake accounts.
Also, don't do that.
Yes. On top of winning free shit, it is just a cool place to hang out. You can come chat and add us, and we do our best to respond and stuff as much as we can, and generally gang up on John and Trent. John because he's DDM, and Trent because he attacks your beloved childhood franchises. So it is fun.
Is this over the magic thing that I was going at, or something else?
Nope. Definitely not magic.
What'd I do this time? I don't remember.
Star Wars and Halo.
Oh,
Halo.
That's right. Star Wars is garbage, and Halo is for 12-year-olds. If you don't like it, too fucking bad. Go play some magic and cry into your
fucking... Trent, shut up!
I'm sorry.
Trent's waking up now. You can tell.
So guys who are currently in the community, spread the word. Because it will also enter you into a better chance of winning some dice. So
yeah.
Let's bring everybody into the Discord.
Better chance of me winning some dice.
So just to reiterate, 50... We're the regular giveaway. We are giving away a dice bundle that we normally do. They're still beautiful dice, and we're going to give away one of those if all else fails. Someone's getting dice. At 75 submissions into the Discord, we're giving away a legendary set valued at about $80 plus some kind of personalized gift from us. I'll draw you a picture or something, and two sets of polyhedral dices. So that's
I'll draw a picture.
Yeah, Ben will draw a picture.
He can actually draw.
And we'll send it to you. So that's at 75. And, of course, 100. We'll give away all the rest of the dice we have, plus two sets of legendary, because I need to get rid of them. Get in our Discord. Come have fun. Come hang out. I don't have a life. I'll talk to you. And win some dice, ladies and gentlemen. And the rule still stands. If you at John 10 times when you get into the Discord, do it in the... I'll make a separate channel. The at John channel. And if you at John 10 times when you enter into the giveaway, that gives you two extra. And then if you hit, like, I don't know, like 100 or like 500 ats, I'll just give you a set of dice. I don't care. We'll see how it goes.
I have a new channel to mute. Awesome.
Do it on all the channels. The more the merry.
Am I really giving away a drawing?
Yeah. Bro? Yeah, you'll give it.
What's it going to be? Like whatever they want.
That's if we get to whatever. 75.
Yeah, we'll have all the rules.
I fucking does. Just send it for that. I want to draw some things. It'd be real fun.
Go ahead, yeah, and we'll get all the details posted, but guys, just thank you for your support, and we hope that giving you gifts and buying your love and admiration is enough.
All right,
so
but we've been at it for a little while, so I think that's gonna about wrap it up.
Again, this is Danceable Ninja over on the chat, the Roundtable Live chat that he gets to access because he's a Patreon and he's a better fan than everybody he's not. So if this is something you want, you go to Patreon, get that bonus content, get a whole bunch of cool stuff there, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So he did have a really good question that if anyone were interested in creating a podcast, what advice would you give them?
Don't do it.
Take the time to prep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I remember when Trent and I started talking to each other, he wanted to do it in like a couple of weeks. I'm like, no, holy shit, man. No, dear God, no. First off, it's Thanksgiving, then we have Christmas. No, let's look at February.
Yeah.
So take the time to actually put it all together.
Have a clear idea of what you want your podcast to be. Like,
we need an idea.
Happens to be. Like, if you want to do an interview podcast, or if you want to do a D&D podcast, or whatever, figure out what the identity of that podcast is, what the theme is, and also have someone like Trent and Ben, someone who's good at editing and someone who's very enthusiastic about keeping things going. It's usually really helpful.
Yeah, so I would say also just do it. Like, if you get your first episode together, and it's not like exactly what you want, just keep releasing it, because you're gonna make better content as it goes. Like, it's gonna find its stride. Just keep going.
Don't expect perfection.
I reckon I could run a whole class on this.
Ben, if you guys don't know,
if you really want, if you've got a couple of
Ben,
hours,
Ben does have another very, very, very successful podcast called Dark Histories. It's wonderful. And it's super cool, and it's kind of fringy and dark and stuff. So if you like those kind of stories, as always, go join him. But like, he's been producing quality content for like 2 years, and so you can always get at us on the Discord or social media. We talk about projects all the time. I have a second podcast as well. And, so it's something that we're all passionate about. And while we may not be the best people to give advice, we generally, can help you guys out, because we also don't know what we're doing, but we're seeming to manage. And we definitely would love to help you out in any way. So, as far as advice for just starting, Kyle had some really good ones, and it was just do it. Find time each week. I find that writing for the other show that I do, writing it is the hardest thing, and I'm a procrastinator, and it's kind of rough. So just keep putting it out, keep doing it. Make sure you find time. And if it's something that you're passionate about, which you'll find out really quickly, because if you're not, it quickly becomes work and it sucks. But luckily we kind of all want to be here. And, I think that's
not that Chris Brown said about editing. Like, if you are starting a podcast or whatever, and you have got questions, just at me on Discord and I'll do some screen share and help you out and show you like what I do and show you my workflow and stuff. No worries, just at Bo or whatever, and I'll try and help. Because most of it's a piece of piss, to be honest. It's just, like, it's not obvious at first sometimes, but once you get the hang of it, it's not rocket science. But, like, yeah, just at me, and
I think it was, like, literally last week where we had a video chat, and you just kind of walked me through. And it was just like, oh, okay, yeah, that seems really easy. And you're like, yeah, it is. It looks complicated, but it's not. So as long as...
Oh, yeah, the plugins.
Yeah, kind of just getting everything set up. But, yeah, I mean, overall, just get a Ben, get a me, get a, one of us. Like I said, I'll walk you through what I've done to get this show up and running. But a lot of it on this show specifically is teamwork. I may have, kind of keep things going or whatever they want to say. And Ben, does a lot of it, but it wouldn't be possible without John or Kyle. It's just as much, everybody's show as it is mine or Ben's or whoever's.
Everyone does a bit of everything on Do It All. Yeah, I mean, that's good. Because I don't think any one of us could do all of it. We'd just melt down. But it's nice that we kind of spread it, which is good.
Yeah. We have a great team of great friends and whatnot, so I love them all dearly.
And I don't have to touch social media, which is amazing.
So, yeah, that answers that question.
Cool. Did we have any others that I clearly wasn't paying attention to?
Hey, that was Corey's.
This is self-diss. It's fine.
No. Look on the agenda. Look on the agenda. After ad spot intro.
Oh, and then shit, there is an agenda.
Final questions or the ones from Patreon. Corey, that was right, his bait. You stole it.
Do we have any other questions that Kyle clearly didn't pay attention to?
I've got a question. Why haven't I got anything on the agenda?
You did.
You do.
You had...
Oh, yeah,
you have to look at the agenda.
About it. You got it. You did it.
I kind of stole it.
Stack of Fiskars.
Yeah, there it is. Planning, and that's another thing right there. Have an agenda.
A well, helps us immensely. Well,
and make sure everyone has the agenda.
So, yeah. Quick, everybody at Bo about 40 times. He'll figure it out.
Yeah, do it. All right. Well, we've been going for like an hour and a half. We were kind of...
Trent, you're taking Corey's job.
No.
Wait, I don't have outro.
No, it says everyone.
No,
it says everyone.
Everybody. Look at the goddamn agenda!
Wait, everyone all together?
Yeah, we have... just off the cuff, just start speaking. We all have to say it in unison.
Thank you, everyone, for showing up to our podcast.
Nice to see you guys.
This is a live stream. I fucked up.
Yeah, this is a live stream, but
thank you.
Thanks, guys. We love you. Thanks for being our fans.
Fans.
And our friends.
And our lovers.
No. Bad Trent.
Yeah, sorry.
We don't know the age of any of these people. Well, I guess we some of them, but
that's right.
John, do you want that last item?
Thank you guys for joining us today on our round table.
No, there needs to be a death match.
No. We're good. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in for our round table and those of you listening to it in the future. Thank you. Check you guys out. Same dice time, same dice channel. Have a good one.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. You can keep up to date with everything that we're doing by following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or come have a chat in our Discord server. All of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios can be found on our website at doordicepodcast.com. If you're enjoying the episodes, please subscribe to the podcast, and if you have time, leave a review as it helps others like you find our show. Thanks for all the support, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Same dice time, same dice channel.
There was a time when dragons were the sky.